I'm Carol Hills with The World. They're called Iraq's Forgotten Lair. They're the women who work as prostitutes in Iraq. Many get lured in, traded for small sums of money, and abused. Journalist Rania Abusaid has spent time with some of them, and she actually has some good news. She met a woman who's secretly trying to help vulnerable women caught up in Iraq's sex trade.
She was a former victim of sexual violence, and after she was prostituted, she was pimped, and after many years of working in this trade, involuntarily initially and then voluntarily, she found herself in prison, and she decided to turn her life around because she saw, you know, a lot of violence. Some of the women who were picked up with her were executed, and she just decided that this is enough. I need to change my life around. I need to get out of this criminal world of prostitution and violence. And she is an incredibly brave woman who works to try and map out what is happening in Iraq and to try and, you know, she presents this information to Iraqi authorities via intermediaries. And, you know, she and the intermediaries told me that often this information is simply ignored. But she's told me on more than one occasion that she sees this as her life cause, that she is absolutely determined, regardless of the personal violence that, you know, she is often threatened with, because it's a very dangerous job to sort of, you know, move undercover and pretend that you're a pimp or pretend that you're a retired pimp, in her case, to get access to these brothels and to get into these nightclubs and have the kinds of relationships that she has with pimps and prostitutes. But she's nonetheless absolutely completely devoted to this cause.
You accompanied her as she tried to get information, and she was sort of undercover as a pimp herself. What did you observe her do in order to get information?
One of the reasons why she can do this is because she was in the trade many years ago. So she has those sorts of connections, and she mines those connections. So she's a known quantity, if you like, in this underworld in Iraq. And she taps into those connections, and she uses them to expand her network and to also, you know, it gives her a degree of street cred, if you like, with these people who she's dealing with.
Can you give a couple examples of the kind of women or girls that are finding themselves in the sex trade?
Well, it's mainly women and girls who don't have the support of their families, either because they're fleeing from their families because of some sort of domestic abuse, or they've been displaced and their usual family network isn't around them. So they're in an alien environment, if you like. And, you know, one of the young ladies in my piece found herself in a very rough neighborhood because it was cheaper. And it didn't take long for pimps, and they are women in this trade, for one of these pimps to find her and to offer her free shelter, free food, a sense of stability. And that's how she was lured into this trade.
You just mentioned that many of the pimps are women, and that really surprised me. How does that happen? It's so different from at least our image of how prostitution and the sex trade operate.
Yes, it's a very different model to the sort of, you know, Western stereotype, if you like, of the pimp, the male pimp who sort of controls the women. In Iraq, and actually in much of the developing world, it's these are criminal networks that are run by women, but there are men behind them. There's quite a tangled web of men behind them, and corrupt police and militia men in the case of Iraq.
Is the current Iraqi government doing anything about this?
Well, in August of this year, the Women's Affairs Ministry, which was always a ceremonial body anyway, was actually closed down as part of government downsizing. And that was one body that was supposed to sort of advocate for women's affairs. And it was shut down.
How did the U.S. invasion of Iraq affect the sex trade? How did it affect the demand or the situation for women who now find themselves in the sex trade?
The women I talked to didn't want to say that it was better under Saddam, but that it was more of a mixed bag. It was better in the sense that there was a state there was a security. It was a brutal state, and there certainly were crimes that were perpetrated against women during that period. But now, with the degree of lawlessness that was prompted and precipitated by the fall of Saddam Hussein's regime, the rise of very conservative religious clerics and parties who are trying to take over, have a greater say in personal matters, the rise of militias now, after, you know, we've got Islamic State on one side, and then we have a plethora of militias that have come up to face that group. And according to Human Rights Watch and others, they say that some of these new militias are no better than the Islamic State that they face. So it's, you know, the challenges are many.
Rania Abu Zaid is a journalist covering the Middle East. She has an article in The New Yorker about the sex trade in Iraq and a sex trade survivor who's trying to help women and girls in it. Thank you so much, Rania.
Thank you.